Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Quarter life crisis.
It's a real thing.
It is a real thing.
Real life, yes. So millennials are much more stressed out than other generations right now.
Yes.
And we're wondering what that's all about.
I don't know.
Pick one.
20s, 30s. Yeah. 312-591-9696. Honestly, so about a third of millennials said that they felt stress that made them less productive at work, while, you know, only about 19% of their older colleagues, whether they be X or boomers, felt the same way. So why are millennials so stressed out?
Pick one.
I guess it depends on the day for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, no, I want to know. And if you feel like you're, I don't know if you want to call it a quarter life crisis, but what are the things? And I think that for the Xers and the boomers listening right now, it'll be interesting. And maybe you are, and maybe, you know, you might be an Xer or a boomer and you work with these millennials. What do you think they're stressed out about? Or what do you think they should or should not be stressed out about? 312-591-9696. But of course, I want to hear from millennials. What's the stress? I mean, the numbers are off the chart. And Blue Cross Blue Shield right here in Chicago did a survey, and they have found a 47% rise in, you know, stress in millennials.
You know what's funny is I tend to spiral. Like, I'll go from 1 second, like, okay, I'm doing really good. You know, I take care of myself. I got my career. But then, you know, you go home and you sit by yourself and I'm like, but wait, so I have this. Can I have it all? Am I ever going to find somebody? Will I ever settle down? Oh, my God, am I going to be a mom? Will
so
I be
many
a
questions.
Good mom? Can I pay for it? Am I going to be alone forever? Should I get a dog? Should I not get a dog? Can I afford a dog? I mean, these are like really ridiculous things to be stressed out about, but I find myself spiraling about everything.
I think as a millennial, I mean, you're right. You just have so many things in your head. And I feel like for me, let's say that I got the relationship checkmark thing going. And now it's like, do I buy a home? Do I buy another home? Where do I live at? Where am I going to do? What about this money? Oh, man, am I going to have money forever? Oh, my gosh, I'm stressing out right now about this money. Oh.
Yeah.
Especially when you're talking about student loans. Danielle, you there?
Yes. Hi.
Go ahead.
Hi.
Let's be in this space together. Let's
spiral.
Be upset about student loans
let's
together.
Share, yeah.
Yeah. So I am a full-time teacher. I teach fifth grade, and I'm trying to pay back my student loans just 6 months after graduation. And it's like, you can't even get started with your full-time job before, hey, the government is coming after you. It's like, here's a $700 a month payment.
Exactly. Yep. And that's what I was going to say,
you
Danielle.
You can't even get a chance to just work.
No, no. It's not like they want, you know, $100 or they're trying to work with you like $150.
Oh, no.
They're like, I want all of your check right now.
That's awful. I didn't
know
that.
My first
$700
thing,
a month.
Yeah, I'm like you, Danielle. It took me a while to get back into like the student loan rhythm. And then when they did the assessment of like your income, and when they come back and they say, yeah, you can pay the whole amount. You know, $700 a month. And you're thinking to yourself, what?
On a teacher's salary, you can pay $700 a month?
Yeah, that's as much as my rent. So that's where I'm at as a millennial.
Oh, Danielle, that's a stress.
Yeah, that is a stress.
And I'm
that's
just
ridiculous.
Trying to teach the world.
That's a stress. But girl, you got your education and you are the future for our little children.
Danielle, do you know how long it's going to take you to pay off those loans?
10 years.
Oh, my
God. So when I'm 35.
Awesome. Awesome.
Something to look forward
Thanks
to.
Thanks for the call, Danielle.
Thanks,
oh,
Danielle.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I didn't know it was that bad. Okay, Carrie Ann.
Oh, I love Carrie Ann.
Carrie Ann and Zion, good morning. You're on with Drex and Nina, along with Gabe on B96.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So what's stressing you out, girl?
Everything. Like, I didn't even graduate college. I went for a semester, and I'm already $20,000 in debt from that.
Ouch.
Hospital bills. I'm like $10,000 in debt with that. I'm hardly surviving. Like, I barely eat because I don't make enough. And it's even hard to get jobs. Like, it's not the same as it used to be at all.
Yeah. What do you do right now, Carrie Ann?
I'm actually a bather training to be a groomer.
Oh.
I thought you were talking about those special bathers.
Get your head out of the gutter, Gabe.
You know, and thank you very much, and hang in there. I appreciate that. So millennials, according to this study, are more likely to have insecure contracts, low rates of pay, and high entry-level workloads. The pressures they face in today's employment market are very different than past generations. Millennials did share one anxiety with their older colleagues. They fear that they could not talk to anybody at work about it. Across the generations that they surveyed, they said employees said they were uncomfortable talking to their manager about their level of stress when it comes to, well, now we're just talking about work.
No, but there's...
There. But I mean, you can talk about anything you like.
But there's something to be...
what's stressing you out as a millennial.
For sure. But there's something to be said about that, because now in an age where they're like cutting all kinds of jobs, everybody's got to do 20 jobs at a time. And so when you're coming into the workforce as a newbie, you're like, what?
Yeah, and then God forbid a millennial, you know, we sit there and we're like, oh my gosh, we're doing so much work. And then all of a sudden we're lazy millennials. You know, and then that's
As one who's not a millennial, obviously, I hate that. I despise that. That you know, that millennials, when people say, "Oh, they're snowflakes," and you know, all of that.
Yeah.
I don't buy that.
Good.
I feel hope in this generation.
I do too.
Thank you. Yeah.
And I believe in what Bernie Sanders said. You know, health and education should be paid for. That's absurd. She's a teacher and she has to pay $700
a ridiculous.
Month. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely ridiculous. Okay. I'm being kind. Okay. Courtney.
Thank you.
I got to remember I'm on the radio. It really irritates me. It irks me. Courtney in Plainfield, good morning. You're on B96.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I think this, for us, this standard that we have to live up to, like you have to go to school and you have to finish now. We can't just take one or two classes at the same time. Mm. But if, you know, my parents, my grandparents, they didn't go to school, and they're still some of the most successful people I know. Mm. But yet we're all being pushed to just do this and rack up all this debt.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just can't do it in our own time, and it's stressful.
That's a good point. Yes. You know, as a millennial, you do have a standard to live up to, because let's say you're second, third generation minority, or your family has expectations for you. And so, like, you can't be the loser millennial, right?
Because you are expected to go to college.
Yeah,
yes.
Like, to be successful. What do you mean you're not doing anything? You have all these tools at your fingertips.
And by the way, I'm sure it doesn't help when your parents or your grandparents say, well, you know, I saw the unemployment market's only at 4.7%. Why ain't you working?
Get a job.
Yeah, right? No,
thanks for the call.
They don't understand. I don't think they get the workload and the insecurity and people switching jobs in and out and the corporate structure. Angel in Oswego, good morning. You're on B96.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good. So what's going on with you, Angel?
Man, it's just like an ending cycle. It's never ending. Like, it's you graduate from school, and they tell you, okay, go get a job. And then you go and say, okay, I need this job. I want to get this job. And they're like, okay, you have experience? No. All right, well, then come back when you do. And then you go, okay, well, I have to pay these student loans. I need a job. Mm. And then they're like, yeah, we'll go to school. And then you rack up more and more and more. And before you know it, before you even graduate with your master's, you're like, $100,000 in debt, and you're like, what am I going to do with this?
Yeah.
So that's definitely, it's tough out here.
I will say this, though. You know, I do talk to a lot of kids a lot, and I say to them, I say, listen, your parents, when I'm talking to younger students, your parents are working. Your parents are 20, 30 years older than you, and they're working. So you need to understand that you have to have a job, right? You have to work in some kind of field. So, Angel, to your point, yeah, you're going to have debt. Yeah, but you have a way better job than, like, working in a factory. You know, and I think that's the whole importance of, like, college and education, is that, you know, you're getting to choose the job that you want, even though you got to pay back those bills.
I know. I just feel as though, and I've heard it 5-6 times now, the burden of the student debt is absurd, and something needs to be done about it in this country.
Sure. I mean, that's something.
Honestly, that's the biggest stress I've heard so far. Okay, let's move on. Chris in Logan Square, you're on B96.
Yeah.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So you want to talk about the housing market?
Oh, yes. I believe the housing market is on a giant rise right now. I know someone previously said something about the unemployment rate is actually a national low of 3.9, lowest it's ever been ever. Uh-huh. And for me, I went into trades. So I came out of 2 years of a trade making $70,000, and I'm still not able to afford, you know, my rent, utilities,
sure,
my car payment, my car insurance is just as high as my car payment.
Sure.
And I'm getting that large chunk saved for a down payment when you're single and alone, it's tough.
And not only that, Chris, you're competing against a bunch of other millennials that want that same house that's cheap in Logan Square. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes. I agree. You know, and trying to be close to where your job's at still it's even worse. You know, trying to find, you know, competitive places to live closer to your job in the city makes makes a lot of stress for you.
Yes, especially if you want to avoid the commute, then you want to live downtown, then you got the taxes, and oh my God, yeah.
Spiral.
Millennials are not buying houses. Well, because they cost so much damn money.
Yeah, it's so true.
Thanks for the call.
I have a question, though, because we keep talking about how we're stressed out and all the pressures of success and stuff. Drex, to you, like, is it really that much different? Like, are we expected to be more successful? Like, is that pressure that's something that's new? Or did you guys feel it, too?
I think we felt it. I think that things are so divisive in this country. It seems like to me when I was younger, there was more of a come together and figure things out sort of mentality. Now it's like,
individualistic.
Either you're on this side or you're on that side and nothing's getting done. Again, to the student debt, I think that everybody should have a college education if you want. But I like what that gentleman said about having the vocation. One of the biggest things I saw when I moved back to Texas briefly was the fact that those people who had vocations, carpenters, plumbers, electricians, they were banking.
Yeah.
They are in such demand right now with this economy that's roaring. They are the people who are making $70,000 and $100,000
and $150,000.
Yeah. Like if you're a master electrician, man, you just name your price.
Making so much money.
Yes.
And you can always find somebody that's like, hey, do you know a plumber?
Right.
Hey, do you know
those dudes too? Yeah. Trust me, I just had my bathroom redone. I know exactly. They had to move the gasket and the manifold. I think it's $5,000. Yeah.
One of my friends, she chases all dudes in union. She's like, oh, he's union?
Oh, we'll get to that.
Oh, so he's union?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. We'll get to that in a second. I see somebody joined a union. We'll find out. Let me see. Esmeralda and Juliet, good morning. You're on B96.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Sorry, I'm actually in line for McDonald's. I had to drop off my brother and sister to school.
That's all right. Gotta do it.
So I actually just finished my first year in college, and can I just tell you, I just feel so much stress. I think especially since I'm a Latina and I'm a woman and I'm first generation, and I feel like that just in itself bumps up the pressures that you have. You just see everybody being so much younger and doing so much with their life, and you obviously see the pressures of, my parents have always been working, and I feel like I owe it to them, because what am I doing if I can't, them having nothing, they've done so much, and me being able to have everything, like, I have to go be above and beyond that.
Yeah, I think it was to the point that the young lady made earlier, which is, they want to be, why can't they just be young? Like, she's a first-year college student, Mm-hmm. So what are you, like, 19, Esmeralda?
20? Yeah, I actually just finished publishing my first book.
And good to you. Look at that.
Like, you're supposed to be partying and doing all those college things, and you just published a book.
Can't. We got to get it. We got to get it.
You better get it.
Oh, my God. My heart is pounding right now. You're stressing me out.
Yeah, and I actually still don't feel like I'm still like, oh, what am I going to do? I need to do something else. I came back home. To do some community college to run my parents' business, and
wow.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure. Wow. Thanks for the call, Esmeralda.
Okay, so we're talking about quarter life crises, especially specifically millennials are more stressed out than older colleagues. 312-591-9696. Man, the phone's just blowing up here with this. So give us a call, and we'll chat about it coming up here in just a few minutes. With Drex and Nina on B96. Good morning. Millennials are much more stressed than older colleagues in other generations. More than X, more than boomers. What's going on? What time is it?
It's stressed out time.
Well, what we're hearing over and over is student debt. And I didn't know it was so bad. Makes me feel bad.
But Drex, I had this one theory where I said, the banks got a bailout during the recession. And I said, I don't understand why the president or just government in general didn't give students that went back to school during that time that same luxury, right? Where they were able to wipe off their student debt. Because if you're trying to stimulate the economy, what better way to do it than give those that went back to school, like myself, right, during that time frame, went back to schools, got themselves into debt. I'm making a little more money now than I was back then. But if you let me spend that $600 that I would be paying per month, just like that teacher, like imagine the teacher, she's paying $700 a month. If she didn't have to pay that, let's just say $500 of that will probably go back in the economy. You multiply that out times so many students that have that student debt that went back to school. Aha. That's the aha moment.
And see, I don't want to play politics with this, but I'm with Bernie Sanders and always was. And by the way, neither here nor there who you voted for. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about education should be free in this country, and so should healthcare. Period.
I love that.
Yeah.
I'm voting for Drex.
Okay. I'm not running. Okay. So we're talking about millennials and what you're stressed out about. And we heard student debt. We heard daycare. And we have, let's go to the next one. Justin, he actually works in a trade.
I didn't go to school. I already knew from the beginning that I wasn't going to be a student or anything like that. So I joined the union. And You know, I've been doing this for, this is going to be my 11th year.
Right, Justin, but look at this, though. Here's the most important question. How much student debt do you have right now?
I have zero.
Exactly.
Zero. And what trade do you practice?
I'm a laborer, Local 2.
Okay, right on. You know, so there's the answer. I mean, you know, because I feel like a lot of students, they have this, as we heard, parental stress put on them with expectations that they have.
Yeah, there was no option for me not to go to college, to be honest.
And that's what Drex's Drex's point.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you didn't have an option.
No,
it's like,
wasn't
it shouldn't
an
be that kind of pressure put on the kids.
I went for like part of a semester and I knew more than the professor studying, you know, communication. I said,
shocking.
Oh, well, let me just go back to the radio station. This will work out just fine. Jeremy in Cortland, good morning. You're on B96.
My stress is that the cost of living is beginning to become outrageous. To the point that me and my wife, we have three kids together, but because of the cost of daycare and the cost of, you know, groceries, the cost of everything, comes to the point where I have to work two jobs just to maintain my household.
I agree with you. Yes. And coming from other places, now, of course, you can compare, you know, I can compare California when I was there for 10 minutes. Obviously, things are a little bit cheaper than California, but as opposed to Texas, I mean, the prices here seem outrageous. Now, I'm downtown. You're in Cortland. I don't know what it's like out there, but, you know, I hear you. I feel you.
Jeremy, have you guys had a conversation where maybe, like, might be more beneficial for your wife to just stay at home as opposed to working and paying that money for daycare?
It is, because we looked into that, and you know, the most that we've looked at, they want to pay... us to pay $1,700 a month to watch my one-year-old.
Oh, my God.
What?
Wow.
A lot.
Yes.
Wow.
You're stressing me out, Jeremy. I got to go.
That is stressful.
Other people's stresses are stressing everybody else out. That adds to the spiral. It really does. Because you talk about it all the time, you know?
Okay, let's go to Sarah in Old Town. Good morning. You're on with Rex and Nina on B96.
Good morning.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, how you doing? It could have been more appropriate as, you know, we're like heading to work and stressing out about that.
Yeah.
But it makes me laugh because, you know, you have like these Instagram stars, like the Cash Me Outside girl who's like done nothing with her life.
Yes.
And is being like highly recognized, like getting endorsements, being paid very well. And I'm here, you know, being a mom and still paying off my student loans, and I have a degree, and I feel like I'm still struggling. So I'm just like, you know, maybe I should go do something like outlandish and become a viral. And then, you know, like that's what our like generation is like looking for, like that viral video to like get them somewhere. I'm like a struggling student. Like,
it's so true.
Well, and you know, you apparently mentioned reality stars to Minnie because that's what she put up on the screen. So you think a lot of people are trying to, you know, I don't know,
Instagram
live vicariously through their lives.
Sarah. I'm sorry, say that again?
Yeah, I mean, do you think that people look at reality stars and think, well, you know, this is a possibility or something I could do.
Yes, there's a lot of unrealistic expectations. Yeah. I mean, look at the Kardashians alone. Everybody's bodies look so, like, don't look that perfect. So now that's another stress. Am I supposed to look like that?
Absolutely.
Because that's what everybody thinks is pretty. And then...
Yeah, I agree with Drex. We need tuition to be paid for. Then we wouldn't be so stressed, and then more people would want to have like an education as opposed to being some reality star.
Yeah.
I like that idea
for
sure. You know what else stresses me out though? Real talk on that note, Beyonce.
As a millennial, Beyonce
stresses me out. I love Beyonce, but I've always loved her music. And you watch her, and I'm like, you're like not that far off in age from me, and you're a billionaire.
So that stresses you out.
That stresses me out. Like
comparing yourself to celebrity stresses.
What did
you out.
I do?
That's exactly what's going on. Don't do that.
I know. I get it.
Don't
I'm just
do
saying
that.
Sometimes you can't control where your mind goes.
No. Well, yes, but you've got plenty of time to catch up.
Thanks, Drexy.
Where do we want to go next? Let's go to Leticia in Burbank. Good morning. You're on B96.
Hi. Millennial, but I think millennials are probably stressed out due to information overload.
Okay.
I mean, nowadays they're going on the internet, they're finding out what's wrong with them, what medicine is to take,
so
what side effects are available, what's causing, you know, all this negativity in your life. And I think it's just too much information too fast.
I would agree with you. Nobody mentioned that. Yes.
That's
we're definitely this generation. And you know, I think that we're as an Xer, it's easier for me to turn off. But actually, I don't know. We were just talking about how connected I am to my own device, my own iPhone. Yeah, it's the information is overwhelming.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Leticia. I would say to that, you're right, because as a millennial, you know, you grew up, every time you needed to find an answer, where did you go? You went to the internet.
Still
right?
Do.
So anytime you feel like you have a problem in life, I really do feel like I could look up anything.
I do too.
I'm like, my left toe is hurting. What does that mean?
Yesterday, I looked up how to use coconut oil in my hair.
Exactly.
I did.
Okay, how to use coconut oil?
Because I'm glad I looked it up, though, because I didn't know that if you put coconut oil in your hair
while
it's wet,
you're stressing yourself out.
That
you're
it wouldn't penetrate. You got to do it while it's dry. Anyway.
Wow, Nina.
The internet
That's
is a
opposite.
Great place.
That's Beyonce messing up your life. Damn. All right, girl. Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk about people who just can't let things go. Yes, have you cared about your ex and you just can't move on? That's on the way on B96. Good morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.